This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I think I used that intro earlier, and so I will not be redundant in the way I get into this portion of our weekly get-together sponsored by the Good Day program. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of how important hosts like Jennifer Horn, who does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, also a big part of the Good Day program, Jay Kirshner from the Good Day program, and me, I'm Doug Steffen. I feel like Ed McMahon. Remember, Jen, he used to introduce himself at the Tonight Show, and Johnny was upset because after he introduced everybody, he would end the introduction to the show by saying, "And me, I'm Ed McMahon." And he'd get more audience applause than Johnny. So they changed it so that this is Ed McMahon on the Tonight Show, and then he went through all the other things. And now here's Johnny. Anyway, so I'm not trying to get more attention than these ladies because they deserve a lot of attention. And so do the stories that have come up this week from Talkers Magazine. For those of you who are new to the program this week, this is something we do every week at this time. There is a list of stories and people that's prepared by Talkers Magazine every week that appears on their website, talkers.com, and our website, gooddayshow.com. The stories are the things that have come from their studying most of the traditional news talk radio stations around the country, talking to management, talking to the hosts, and that sort of thing. So there's a people list that goes with it as well. We always start with the story list. I think we'll change that up this week. Start with the people list. So these, according to Talkers, are the people that have been most talked about on news talk radio programs for the week of January 8th to the 12th. At number 10, what a surprise, Lauren Boebert and her husband. Yay, two upstanding, fine Americans. Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy Kimmel. I don't begin to understand that, but we can talk about it. I do understand it, but I don't understand it, if you know what I mean. That's number nine, or those two are number nine. Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton seem to be in the same category, and I don't agree with that.
Not the first time.
No, I guess it isn't the first time, no. Thank you, Jennifer. Number eight. Number seven is Lloyd Austin. He's become a household name the last couple of weeks. Mike Johnson also has become a household name the last couple of months. He's number six. Hunter Biden has become a household name the last couple of years. He's number five. Alejandro Mayorkas doesn't want to be a household name, but he is at number four, but maybe not for too long. We'll see how they handle him. Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, number three, tied for that position. Both of them want to be household names, and I'm not sure either one of them is going to actually get to that end, but we'll see. Mr. Trump is two, and Joe Biden is number one on the people list. Now, over on the story side of things, Mr. and Mrs. Boebert, the former Mr. and Mrs. Boebert, and the incident that happened this week. Was it a grocery store? No, it was a restaurant, I guess, right?
Yeah, they're at a restaurant. Two of them. At a bar, yeah. Like legitimate folks. Yeah.
A bar. There we go. That's it. Another feather in Lauren Boebert's cap.
Well, it seems like alcohol is a big story of the husband of Jason, so that's why I bring that up. Yeah. Big piece of it.
Well, is she a drinker or not? I don't know that much.
Oh, I don't know, but it mentioned that he was intoxicated, so that's why I bring it up. So if you would like to know the story, I actually familiarized myself with it this week.
Did you? So, much you swell.
Lauren and Jason Boebert have been going through a divorce. And apparently they started...
Oh, it wasn't her husband that she was fondling when she was in the theater?
No, that's a boyfriend.
2 months
ago. That's a boyfriend.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so they've been going through a divorce, and I guess they were having a conversation about, like, the process of how they were going to date different people, and it turned loud, and it turned angry, and according to him, she punched him twice. Now, she denies it, and the police said they had no evidence that she punched him, but she did say she touched his nose.
What would be the evidence?
I guess people watching.
No.
And so then she touched his nose. That's what she did. And, like, kind of pushed him away, saying that this conversation is over because I guess it got heated. So the police show up. And they try to take this guy in or try to get him settled down, and he's drunk. So he says, I'm not going anywhere with you mother blankers. I'm going to stay here and get blanking drunk. So
a mother blanker. Too late, I've always was. I've never met a mother blanker.
I have.
Oh, have you? Okay. Good to know.
So then, that's the first part of the charges that were filed against him. Then there's the accusation that he went out to their son's house. They have an 18-year-old son who has a baby. And apparently the dad shows up, he's drunk, and he was upset that they were keeping the baby in a laundry basket instead of a crib. And so he starts yelling at the son. The son yells back at him. It turns physical. The dad reaches inside the kid's mouth, according to the kid's account, and threatens to pull his tooth out. And so I guess the police
high class folks are servants in Congress and their families. Lots of class. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lots of class. The first time I ever saw her, I thought, nothing of her. I thought that she was nothing.
I mean, you have to think physically she's beautiful. And I have to say that
I don't know that I think she is.
My grandpa and his wife lived in this area where she is representing now. She's moving to a different district.
Right, so she's going to get reelected because she wasn't going to get reelected in her old district. Anyway,
but
go ahead.
My bonus grandma said, you got to keep an eye on this girl. I think she's good because she gets a lot of news because she walks around carrying a gun everywhere.
Wow.
That was the first time I'd ever heard of Lauren Boebert. She walks around carrying a gun.
That's just what you want. All right, so that's number 10. Number 9 on the list of stories has to do with all these documents that have come up regarding Jeffrey Epstein. I said this on the program earlier this week. I think, Jennifer, you were here and Jay wasn't when I was focused on why do we care? Who at this point, what the hell difference does it make? It's just a gossipy social media kind of a story that doesn't do anything for anybody. We all know that Prince Andrew is a lech and no good. His wife proved that to us 40 years ago when she married him and divorced him, Fergie. So from there, you know, what do you, Bill Clinton, it's a surprise that he hung around with Jeffrey Epstein. I'm not too sure that's a big surprise.
The reason I think there's so much interest is because people are curious about this part of life that we don't know it existed. There's also a lot of bad actors, I think, who probably
sex
have not
trafficking?
Been revealed yet. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And
there's
I think also sex trafficking with the rich. I mean, my point is, and I think Human Trafficking Day was this week. You know, they had the national.
Yeah, it was.
But, my point is that the border is wide open, and this stuff is being incentivized to happen every single day, and it's happening at every single Super Bowl, and it's happening all the time.
Yep.
It's happening all the time.
I agree.
But
100%.
So we can't just focus on this if it raises attention on the entire problem. But I think with this, there's so many high-profile, big-name, rich people that are tied to Jeffrey Epstein. There's just a ton of interest. It's a type of life we'll never know, most of us.
Rich people like sex, too.
I think it's about pushing. I've always said that the deviance of these people come when they are rich and they have done a lot, and so they're just looking for that next hit of adrenaline. And apparently that comes by taking advantage of young women sometimes.
Oof. Disgusting. Ugh. All right, so tell me about Jimmy Kimmel. Aaron Rodgers is a baseball player, right?
Football.
Is that
football.
Right? Football player, okay. So, of course, he's an athlete. Right. So this guy, Pat McAfee, has a sports talk radio program, somehow has given a platform to Aaron Rodgers, who doesn't like Jimmy Kimmel, and Jimmy Kimmel doesn't like Aaron Rodgers. But again, who cares? This has been on the front page of every newspaper and in people's conversation on the sports talk. This McAfee guy never had anybody more than 3 people listen to his radio program.
Oh,
and now
no. Well, he's
everybody's
on YouTube,
listening.
And he's huge on YouTube.
Yeah,
and in fact, he's really in the driver's seat with ESPN because ESPN needs him and his streams more than they need their own.
But he's
their,
made that
you know,
pretty
their
clear.
Power.
He keeps taunting them with this stuff. And so, but what's
so
the
beef? The way it goes is that typically Aaron Rodgers would come on this show once a week during the football season to comment on games and such.
On McAfee's show.
on McAfee's show. And one of the things that happened a couple of weeks ago is that Aaron Rodgers was chit-chatting around, and he said, and they made a comment, yeah, like Jeffrey Epstein's list, and he just offhandedly said, yeah, Jimmy Kimmel better watch out, or something like that, making a joke like
Jimmy Kimmel had ties,
that he was going to be on Epstein's list. Well, Jimmy Kimmel goes absolutely bananas and says, you're now making me a target, and people are threatening me and my family. The problem is that Jimmy Kimmel makes these same kind of jokes every night about other people. So you've got to, for me, I'm having a hard time finding sympathy for Jimmy Kimmel because he does the same kind of stuff every night.
Yeah, he's a snarky, smarmy, right, exactly.
But then you have to look and see why do these guys not like each other. And so it goes back to COVID when Aaron Rodgers was talking about not wanting to get the vaccine, and he was questioning how dare him, Big Pharma, and Jimmy Kimmel used to make fun of him a ton on his talk show. And so Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy Kimmel now do not like each other because he used to call him a Karen and say he was, a dumb hippie and all these other things. And Aaron Rodgers has just said, and he talks about doing mushrooms. He is a hippie. He does mushrooms and he talks about all these things. But he also questioned the vaccine. Now, it's his right. He gets to. I got to.
Yeah.
And people shunned
me
you.
Me too.
And that stinks. I know. I hate to say it, but at the time, you guys all thought I was nuts when I was talking about not
I didn't think
vaccine.
You were nuts.
No, we totally supported it.
You did.
We supported you. Yeah.
Well, because I was always in the camp.
Some people still do.
No, I was always in the camp of anybody should make that. That is a decision that should be made with the person themselves and their doctor. And if they are not for the shot, they shouldn't be shunned. I despised the way that it became this whole card-carrying thing. And guess what? I never once showed my card. I got the vaccine. I had the first dose, the second dose, and the booster was my third shot. And I regret each and every one. If I could go back and rewind, I wouldn't have gotten any of them.
Yep. I'm kind of in the same camp. Anyway, Jimmy Kimmel is a know-it-all, kind of a smart-ass, and he's not as bad as Stephen Colbert, but pretty close. And they're both examples of why people don't watch late-night TV show anymore, because it's too political. So, there we go with that. Lloyd Austin up next, along with social media comments here on the Talk Radio Review.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now 23 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and now it's time for us, as we do in every hour of the Good Day program, take a look at some of the social media, the contacts that we've had from folks, comments about things like the news stories that have gotten a lot of attention this week. So, Jay, you want to work your way through some of these comments, and I'm sure that we, Jennifer and I, will be happy to jump on.
Yeah, well, Diana Julian said she's following Chris Christie, dropped out of the presidential race.
That's right.
Really? What a surprise, huh?
That was shocking. Caught on hot mic saying that Ron DeSantis was petrified that he was going to endorse Nikki Haley and that Nikki Haley was going to get smoked or creamed or I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. Like chewed up and spit out by Donald Trump. Yeah. Susan Nelson said the storm and then all of the rest of the political theater going on.
Which continues. These stories will continue, boys and girls. Next week, when we do the same thing, I guarantee you that on the top of the story list will be the presidential race, the migrant
Iowa
situation, mm-hmm, the Trump thing, and the weather. Probably the wars as well, but that will continue. Anyway, yeah, okay. Please continue, madame.
Antonio Gimernet says, I believe the Supreme Court is going to order Colorado and all of the states to allow President Trump to be on the 2024 U.S. presidential election ballot. Why? Because President Trump added conservative justices to SCOTUS during his first term, giving conservatives the majority.
All right, let's take that apart.
I think it's going to be an almost unanimous decision, actually, because states don't have the right to pick and choose who should be on the ballot. And I think the Supreme Court, and I think even the liberal justices that were not appointed by Trump.
So why do the states then have any play or say at all in the political? Why isn't the federal government just doing everything so we can look to them to make it legit?
It's not that. It's what maybe I should clarify.
No,
states have a ton of rights, and states have more rights than the federal government, or they should. But when it comes to elections, if you have a stipulation as to who qualifies for the election, you can't just get a Secretary of State that says, okay, that guy qualifies for the election, but I don't want him on the ballot, so I'm going to take him off. That's not how our elections are run. And think about it.
But I don't think that's what they're saying here, Jennifer.
It is. The door. They're trying to make the argument.
One person didn't say you can't be on the ballot. In Colorado. It wasn't one person.
Well, the Colorado Supreme Court, but in Maine, it was the Secretary of State.
Yeah.
So it was one person in Maine. It was the Colorado Supreme Court. And here's the danger. The danger is, if this goes through and if it's allowed to happen, then Florida has already come forward and said they're going to remove Joe Biden from the ballot because he's been taking bribes from China. And so it just opens, this is not from a political perspective. Yeah. This is about what's good for the country.
Now, let's take the second part of the statement. The reason that they won't take him off is because Trump added conservative justices to the Supreme Court. Do you realize how outrageous a statement that is, that people think that that's the way the Supreme Court should be constituted? That is not what the Constitution suggests. We have just allowed it to happen. That has allowed the Supreme Court to become political. I guess it goes back further. I'm trying to remember back to what I remember about the Supreme Court appointments. And the first really political appointment I remember is when George Bush put Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court. I don't remember too much about what was going on before that, who was being appointed, but it became dramatically clear that Clarence Thomas was put there for one reason and one reason, well, two reasons. He was black and he was conservative, and that was why he was put on the Supreme Court. I got one more quick comment.
Michael Dune is paying attention to Coach Saban, Alabama football coach, retiring. Mm-hmm. That's been a
how
big
about,
one.
How about Bill Belichick? That's gonna be going into the weekend.
A lot about.
All right, 28 passed.
What we used to call a television becomes the intelligent hub for your home, connecting with appliances, security cameras, and thermal imaging for telehealth. It's an e-commerce platform.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump took part in a town hall last night with Fox News. Meanwhile, he plans to personally address the court during closing arguments in his civil business fraud trial in New York, a rare move approved by Judge Arthur Engoron. The final Republican debate also taking place before voters in Iowa head to the polls next week. Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley taking the stage. Someone needs to tell former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie that the mic is always hot. The former GOP candidate did announce that he was suspending his campaign for president while he was in New Hampshire yesterday. However, he made comments before he made that announcement about Nikki Haley and about how she was, quote, going to get smoked, unquote. Corey Myers, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
The Talk Radio Review weekend programming that is aimed at bringing you up to date and reviewing, as the title suggests, what's going on in News Talk Radio from the perspective of talkers and the research that they have done and continue to do. So Jennifer Horn is here to honor us with her thoughts, as is Jay Kirshner, who has been very ill all week, and I love her because she's made it here to help boost
the fighter,
inputs.
Man. Sounds good, too. I was,
Thank you.
She's been through it, but you sound good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Go on.
Number seven on the people list is Lloyd Austin. He's also number seven on the story list because of his hospitalization. A lot of people want this guy fired. I don't get it, frankly. I just don't get it. Why was he so aloof? So he's got prostate cancer. He's got heart problems. Yeah, like he's the only guy in the world.
Somebody.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to make it public. I mean, the thing that now it's blowing up even more so. If you had just said, I'm dealing with something personal. Hey, Mr. President, I have prostate cancer. Yeah. I've got to deal with this. Mm-hmm. Then there's no problem. But it was like he just, and it's not that, sometimes I would think people who are out
there. Bad judgment.
Are just stupid, or they? But well, he's a military man. He knows about protocol. So
but you see,
really
Jennifer,
no
what this does, this underscores the lack of common sense that is so prolific across the public sector. No common sense. Everybody's thinking about themselves. They're not thinking about their job. Your job is to serve the public and do what's in the public good. And keeping people, if you're not there, so okay, maybe you can't do your job, but you let other people know so that they are aware of who is in charge, much as anything else. It's irresponsible. And he deserves not to have that job. Anymore,
during that time that he went MIA, 13 of our troops were attacked during that time. Because we're getting attacked every day overseas. The media doesn't cover it very much because I guess they don't think it's exciting. But in the Middle East, our troops are being attacked a lot. And so to not have someone in charge, and I think it also shows that there's a question about whether or not there's respect for Joe Biden within his own administration. Maybe he told the person that we think is really running things. Maybe he gave notice to someone. But it seems like the White House and Joe Biden
Not Kamala Harris. I thought Nikki Haley did say something interesting this week. A vote for Joe Biden is a vote for Kamala Harris, for President Kamala Harris. I thought that was an interesting comment. All right, let's stick with this a little bit. That is with move it to the wars, the Russians, the Ukrainians, the Israelis, Hamas, what's going on. The thing that I have become incensed about, because I'm supportive of Israel and what's going on. I don't like what's happened in the Palestinian side of things to the civilians, but I also understand maybe it's easy to slough it off and say it's war, but it is. But this, the whole thing of fixing the problem, I know that Netanyahu is stubborn and difficult to deal with. No question about that. But there was a focus when this started on all the other things. Forget Netanyahu. Forget the government. There were a whole bunch of groups that I remember we talked about, Jay, on the program that were focusing on helping people, helping the Palestinians, Israelis helping the Palestinians. For example, the Parents Circle, which had 600 families, 600 Israeli families, helping 600 Palestinian families to make it through all of this. The women's group that wages peace. These are both Israeli and Palestinian women's groups working together. The group Standing Together Israel, that is the largest Arab-Jewish grassroots organization in the country, bringing Jewish and Palestinian volunteers working together to assist victims of all of this violence. These all have continued, not a word about them anywhere in the mainstream press. It's all Israel's bad, Palestinians good. The Echo Peace Middle East movement, which is a bunch of Israelis, Jordanians, and Palestinians that are working behind the scenes to clean up the Gaza coastline while the war is going on there. They're over there in harm's way working to fix. This is, you know, the climate people are gone bonkers because it's a climate catastrophe over there. And so these groups are working hand in hand to fix the problem. Jerusalem Peace Builders. It's a group of United States citizens who are from Palestine working together with Israeli organizations and Americans to develop new leaders that don't have the same thought patterns as the people who are in there right now. The list goes on and on. There are dozens of these groups that get absolutely no attention whatsoever. These are the people that are trying to fix the problem, but does the news media focus on them? No. Do politicians or government officials focus on them? No. Do the people understand what's going on? Yeah, the people who are parts of these groups. Are there other outrageous groups that are trying to screw things up? Absolutely. But where is their attention given to these groups that are working together, the Palestinians, the Jews? It really goes, you can hear from the tone of my voice, it galls me. to know. Maybe it's because I have contacts and friends in Israel, and I know what's going on, but everybody should know what's going on. And they don't. And it's really, it's, Okay, so here's another piece of
the spy. And how can we, if we trust the media to tell us and they're not telling us?
No, we shouldn't trust the damn media.
Have friends there.
But, right, yeah, exactly, that's right. We don't have friends there. Yeah, so you can believe me if you want. President of Belarus said that Russia has completed shipments of tactical nuclear weapons into Belarus. So a lot of people in his country and elsewhere have raised strong concerns this week. Now, have you seen this in the news media anywhere? I haven't seen it. Huh? No.
Nope.
Not a word. Not one word. Now, here we are lallygagging. I mean, I don't know whether we should worry about this or not, because the Russians don't seem capable of doing anything. You know, they've been hanging on for over a year, but what have they accomplished? They wasted a lot of money that they didn't have on armaments that they never used, and they don't know how to use them, and that's why they keep blowing up in their faces. But moving the nuclear thing around is something that deserves a lot of attention and got zero attention this week. Same thing with, this may have gotten some attention. I just saw it yesterday, the oil tanker that was seized by the Iranian Navy in the waters between Iran and Oman. We are paying attention to Iran. We are paying attention to the Ayatollah. We are more knowledgeable about what's going on in Iran because kind of we like the fact that the people of Iran don't like the leadership of Iran. And so, you know, that's a whoop-de-doo story. But these things going on behind the scenes with money that's coming from who knows where, probably mostly China. This is the British Royal Navy went out to chase these guys around. The American Navy went out and chased these guys around. The maritime trade operations are all upset because this is an unarmed oil tanker that's seized by the Iranians. Not good, boys and girls. Not a good move at all. But that didn't, I don't know. Did anybody see anything about that in the news media? I didn't.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk about that.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, we had enough of that. Let's go on to something else. One of the things we haven't talked about so far is the judge allowing Trump to briefly speak at the civil case, and then after that he said, whoop, why did I do that? He quickly regretted Trump, and Trump looked like a fool, frankly. I look at it, he looked like a fool. He looks like an angry old he just was expressions on his face. He doesn't get it. He can't keep quiet. He's got some kind of syndrome that sends him off the deep end. And so all the good that he could do by being a better president than Joe Biden, he loses that respect by, you know, just not being able to control himself. And nobody else around him seems to be able to control him. And so off he goes into a tirade.
I think that's all in how people take it. I mean, I look at him and think he's been
through
so
much.
Because
you love everything he does.
I love a lot of what he did. Sure, I think he was great for this country. But I also think, I mean, just put yourself in his shoes. If you had five different court cases, you had the federal government coming after you, you had angry...
I'd be moving out of the country.
Yeah, you had angry attorney generals like Letitia James, and then you've got this lady in Fulton County who was shoveling off $1 million to her friends to try to take down Donald Trump. I mean, it's like, what's next? Are they going to kill him? I mean, I think the guy, I don't know. I don't know how he gets up and he does it every day.
But he creates this swell around him.
Not at first.
Yes.
Not at first. When he won the election, before he even took the seat of president, he was under attack. People were already trying to get him out. Nobody took him seriously when he was a candidate because everybody kind of thought, well, he's never going to win. And when he did win,
that's true. Yeah,
people were immediately trying to find reason to get him out.
Well, I guarantee you that the first day, if he's elected in November and he becomes president January 20th next year, the first day or the next day, there's going to be an impeachment proceeding against him for any number of these reasons. That'll occupy everybody's time and nothing will get done. This country is, I'm about to use a word I can't use on the air, blanked up, if you will, because of stuff like this. All right, and there's another reason. This is the number one reason for me. I'm really animated today, aren't I? the migrant crisis. This is so damnable. I have gone back to eating cereal. I haven't eaten cereal in a long time, but I started eating cereal in California, some Kashi blueberry stuff, and I liked it, so I'm eating cereal again. Anyway, so the situation on the border, Biden wandering around looking like he's lost down there. Nobody knows what they're doing in this administration. And so the seriousness of it gets more serious and the foolishness goes on. And here we are with our fingers stuck in a place that we shouldn't have it stuck. And so what are we doing? People actually consider voting for Joe Biden because they're terrified of Donald Trump. They don't know anything else. They don't pay any attention to what he does or doesn't do. It's just, oh, we can't have Trump because he's a madman, so we better put Biden back in there. That's a vote for Kamala Harris. I agree with Nikki Haley on that one.
But there's other choices. You know, look, RFK Jr. is perfectly acceptable.
I'm voting for him. Absolutely voting for him.
For some reason.
Yeah. Well, so far the polls show that they will. Anyway, so I don't know. What else? I mean, we've talked about this 100 times. It's kind of like the Mayorkas impeachment. What else is there to say? The guy isn't fit for the job. So is impeaching him going to get him out? No, because it'll take longer than this administration has left in office to do it. It's just a waste of money, time, energy. So, okay, the guy doesn't do his job. The guy shouldn't be there. We all, pretty much, anybody who looks at this objectively, says, yeah, this guy is a boob. He shouldn't be there. But to waste taxpayer dollars to the tune of $40, $50, $60 million to get him impeached, what is that going to count? What is that going to do? Nothing. You're not going to get him out. You won't.
It's unfortunate that the administration won't take him out because he's ineffective.
Yeah, that's right. I agree with that 100%. Yep. Okay. Gee, too bad we don't have time to talk about Hunter Biden because there's so much new there to talk about. All right, ladies, let's take a little pause here. It's 48 after on the Talk Radio Review.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Glad to have my friend Tom Kreidler back from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. What better day to discuss what you can be doing over the weekend than come up with some great ideas for home improvement on Friday. So Tommy is here, and we have letters and questions from those of you who listen to this program who are fans of Tom. One of them is Gary, who lives in Virginia, who is talking about replacing floors.
Yep.
And looking for a recommendation from you, the big kahuna, that'll fix the problem. He's got three big dogs that are wet and muddy. Maybe he keeps them out on the porch. That's one place to start. Yeah. All right, what does he do?
Yeah. So you got options here, Gary. I mean, today there you could go with a rigid vinyl plank, right? So that's just straight vinyl that looks like hardwood, or it could look like stone, look like tile. It's good stuff, durable stuff. And there's even one that's even tougher than that, and that's called a stone hybrid. The stone hybrid products, when I first started seeing these come out, Doug, I had some samples, and I threw them on a workbench, and I could slam them with a hammer, and they wouldn't dent, and they couldn't scratch, and really super durable stuff. Yeah. Wow. Now, let's see, LL Flooring, they have one under the brand Duravana, and I've used that in about two kitchens and one laundry room so far. Inexpensive, about $4 a square foot, and that kind of thing, 100% waterproof and really durable. So that, or the rigid vinyl plank, the luxury vinyl plank products that are out there, very similar, that works well. What I would not do is I would not do laminate, and I certainly wouldn't do anything that was wood, even engineered wood, because as tough as that stuff is, with all those dogs and the mud and the moisture, it's going to cut through the finish.
Wow. All right, so there's some advice, a word from the wise man when it comes to this. Speaking of wise man, Tom is so good at coming up with content. This is what radio stations love. These are the people that also are tuned into podcasts, like the Money Pit podcast this week, focusing on space heaters and whether they're safe or not. Doesn't that depend on the fuel? Does it depend on electric versus gas? What's the, how do you meter this?
Yeah, I think it depends a lot on the humans that are using them. Because
I think you're right about that.
Yeah, certainly people are putting incorrect fuel in, but I think the bigger issue is stuff that's simple, like getting it too close to things that are flammable, right? Mm-hmm. Or having it become knocked over. An old space heater that's knocked over and doesn't have an automatic shutoff valve, a tip-off valve, so that when it tips over, it goes off. These things can be very, very dangerous, and they cause a lot of fires, and they're all 100% preventable. They don't catch fire by themselves. They catch fire because people are not using them right. So you got to be super careful with your space heaters.
Yeah. Yeah. Frozen pipes are nothing fun. There's nothing fun about that either, frankly.
Yeah. That's right, you know. But, you know, there's tricks of the trade for that can help. If you've done nothing to your plumbing system to prevent frozen pipes, you can always open your cabinets, your kitchen cabinet doors, your bathroom vanity doors, let some warmth in there. And you can also think about running a little bit of water at the end of the run. So letting a bit of water trickle out of a faucet will prevent it from freezing as well.
You know what we did in one of the
last minute
one of the barns, Tom?
What?
We just put an electric, a 60-watt light bulb on the end of an extension cord and hung it over the place that was coldest, and enough heat coming from the light bulb kept it from freezing.
Yeah, as long as it's not near anything that's going to be combustible, you know.
Right.
In the old days, we used to find that, you know, people would put those bulbs in closets, then they'd proceed to pile their crap up on top of the shelf, right, until it came in contact with the bulb. And you know the rest of the story.
Exactly. All right, Money Pit newsletter information, bathroom renovations. I had somebody appraise my house this week, and she said, this is a beautiful house, beautiful property. Why didn't you put in a new bathroom or a new kitchen? And I looked at the lady and I said, because I like the kitchen and I like my old bathroom.
Nothing wrong with the bathroom, right.
Right. But she said it would add so much more value to your home. Well, it also would cost a lot of money.
That's interesting. I mean, how would she determine how much more value an upgraded bathroom versus a standard bathroom would in her appraisal report, you know?
Yeah. All right, so anyway, you do have some things about bathroom renovations.
Yeah.
Is there anything new there?
Well, we talk about, you know, some of the areas to focus on in terms of colors and the faucets and the fixtures, making sure that they're WaterSense certified, which, by the way, those have become so much more functional. You know, it used to be that you had like a water-saving shower head. It was a pretty lazy shower head that wouldn't wake you up in the morning. But the WaterSense program, which is similar to the Energy Star, the EPA's Energy Star program, does a really good job of specifying faucets and fixtures that use a lot less water but still perform and do a good job with their cleaning and flushing and that sort of thing.
Yeah. All right, sign up for the Money Pit newsletter at moneypit.com/newsletter. Same thing can be said for signing up for the podcast, moneypit.com/podcast. Tom Kreitler here. My pleasure to have you on the air, Tommy.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's 59 past.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.